This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, if you'd like to go online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Twitter is Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. As well, friends, jump over to Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Now, there's two pages, friends, but the one that I'm directing you to has over 200 videos posting weekly, okay? Again, showing you the answers to bring about the resolve if you're willing to actually be the strength of the Constitution like Albert Einstein directed, pointing his finger at the people saying, you're the resolve, but you have to act concerning the crimes that are out there. You have to act as the law to bring about justice, period. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4, when you get a moment. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. What we're going to be talking about today, I got caught up in Ilhan Omar, and I'm going to get a little bit more caught up into what's going on with her and what's going on across the country with the Muslims, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But we're going to be getting to the meetings that happened in the fire during the second, third, and fourth segment, okay? Promise. I'm going there. I got to finish it. And with that said, if you, again, would like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Yes, I said that twice. Men need to be told things twice. Abraham, Abraham, Isaac, Isaac, Moses, Moses, right? Just having a little fun. Lighten up, folks. Going to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen to this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Freedom of speech. They're trying to kill it in the UK. Who is? London's Muslim mayor defends arrest of Christian preacher. Okay? And mayor... I'm sorry. In London, the mayor is a Muslim. In Birmingham, the mayor is a Muslim. In Leeds, the mayor is a Muslim. In Blackburn, just all in the UK, the mayor is a Muslim. In Sheffield, the mayor is a Muslim. In Oxford, the mayor is a Muslim. In Luton, over in the UK, the mayor is a Muslim. Oldham, the mayor is a Muslim. Rochdale, the mayor is a Muslim. Over 3,000 Muslim mosques in the UK, You have 3,000 in America now. Over 134 Muslim Sharia courts in the UK. Okay, they needed help, friends. Muslims only go now to no-go areas across the UK. Muslim women, 78%, do not work and are on free benefit housing for as long as it lasts. Muslim families, 6 to 8 children planning to go on to free benefits housing. It's only going to last for so long, friends, just so you know. It can only milk it, folks, for so long. With that says, said, all this achieved by just 4 million Muslims out of the 66 million population in the UK. So you think you're playing a game in America? Do you think these people care? Yesterday we heard from Ilhan Omar where thousands of people were protesting her for her anti-Semitic speech. What is it about? You know, it's interesting. The protesters, you know what they had outside? They had signs, stop your hate, with swastikas on them. Yesterday I shared with you the Muslim connection between Adolf Hitler and that of the Muslims that were used as mercenaries. And I've also, time and time again, have made the link between Prescott Bush, George Bush Sr., who called for a new world order out of chaos. What did they say? We will create a new order. Who's creating the chaos? They are. With that said, then we go to George W. Bush, September 11th, and we see a major increase of the Muslim influx into the United States of America. Okay? The apple doesn't fall too far from Adolf Hitler, does it, friends? No, because it's exactly, methodically, and systematically exactly what's happening here in America today. Okay? Remember yesterday, Ilhan Omar was doing a secret, she thought, Hamas-linked care group fundraiser there in California. Now, I'm just going to go down the line in sonsoflibertymedia.com and highlight exactly what's happening. In San Diego, parents are successfully repealing designated terror group care from classrooms. Why would they have such an interest in getting to the classrooms? Well, because if you indoctrinate that generation, friends, just imagine what they're going to be like when they're trained up under that indoctrination, that propaganda. Good little Muslims, right? Because that's exactly where they're taking us. Yes, I'm talking about what's going on in this country today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I needed to highlight this as well because this is brand new today. In Pennsylvania, you have a Muslim lawmaker, folks, swearing in on the Quran, okay? You have a Muslim lawmaker in Pennsylvania, folks, that does not make any sense whatsoever, okay? She said, prayer in the name of Jesus is Islamophobic. A Pennsylvania Muslim lawmaker, she has no lawful standing there whatsoever, Americans. She said that a prayer in the name of Jesus is Islamophobic. You're under attack, America. And until you figure this out, the Muslims are just being used, that's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Until they don't need to use them anymore, just like the gay agenda. They'll use them as a political battering ram when they don't need them anymore, then they'll use another group. And who's behind the face of all these groups of people, folks? Those that are pulling their strings. Who are they? Well, who gains from all of this, friends? Who's suppressing you? Who's attempting to bring you back into slavery? If you think it's a joke, friends, read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. As a matter of fact, read Deuteronomy 28, the whole of it, and you tell me the specificity of the Spirit of God. And it shows you that history is repeating itself. Now, to go fast forward so I can stay on track here, John Brennan, who happened to be the head of the CIA, who is also a Muslim, he's a stooge, folks, is what he is. But on MSNBC, did you see that he does a 180 on MSNBC concerning this collusion, Russian collusion between him and that of Donald Trump? And I'm not playing that game, folks. I'm not getting caught in between that. But it's interesting. He says that he might have received bad information. Did I not tell you at the very beginning that this was nothing more than diversion? And at the end of the day, nothing's going to come out of it? Well, friends, another one of those I told you so's. Am I saying that out of arrogance? No, I'm saying it out of confidence because I know in whom I'm serving. And I know in whom I'm hearing. Take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com. Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I just want to take a moment and say thank you to those that are out there supporting us and understanding the impact that this ministry is making and has been making for 20 years. And we attribute and accredit the Holy Ghost, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in this ministry, because all glory goes to Him. The crown belongs to Him, not a one of us. He's the one that died for the sins of mankind on Calvary. His name is Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation. I want to highlight a couple more things here, friends, that are going on in the United States. I just shared with you, friends, in Pennsylvania, a Muslim lawmaker, folks, antithetical, doesn't make sense. Prayer in the name of Jesus is Islamophobic. Everything about us is, folks, Christian in this country. God's fingerprints are all over everything that we have established in this country. That's righteous and upright. You are under attack. This is not about attacking any particular people, friends. This is about defending ourselves from those that mean to conquer this country. And it's exactly what they're doing. This is not a problem that you're going to be able to run from, America. You're going to have to face it. What's going on in your country, friends, is unlawful and it's illegal. And there's a lot of people that are willing to play games with people that are not playing games. And you better take your government back, friends, lawfully. And the bottom line, what's going on here, friends, and I just highlighted what's going on in the UK. They're not asking for help, friends. They're deceiving the people, and then through totalitarian methods, they're oppressing. And they're taking by force to conquer those particular nations. It's called a caliphate, friends. The UK is almost completely gone. France is almost completely gone. Germany is almost completely gone. And you're seeing it little by little, incrementally, in the United States of America today. And this all comes from a people that sit back and allow these things to take place. Why, I don't know. I wanted to highlight one more article. Woman warned not to be alone in room with Southern Poverty Law Center's Morris Dees, the founder. Folks, that whole organization is imploding. The scandals. Of course, look at the Advocate, folks. They're liars. They're the haters. Like that, even in the ACLU in so many different ways, friends. Just give these people enough rope, friends, as they say, and they'll hang themselves. And it's exactly what's happening today in the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's not a law center in any sense of the word. I want to jump over to what I said I was going to get to, the meetings that happened in the fire. Is it applicable today? Absolutely. Because, friends, by the grace of God, I want to say for the record, I'm not moving. By the grace of God, I'm not moving. Here I stand, God help me, said Martin Luther during the Inquisition. There is no other. We must begin to make an appeal to heaven. As a matter of fact, we're going to have my friend John Diamond on the radio with us tomorrow, and he'll be sharing with you another like-minded brother from another mother, which I didn't know was out there. But oh my goodness, I don't want to spoil it for you, but he'll be with us tomorrow on the radio program, Venting the Fire. We're called to be ministers of the flame of fire. It's also interesting to note that we serve a consuming fire. A God that is a consuming fire. The meetings that happened in the fire, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, of course, there is nothing new about this kind of civil disobedience. It was evident sublimely in the refusal of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to obey the laws of Nebuchadnezzar on the ground that a higher moral law was at stake. It was practiced superbly by the early Christians who were willing to face hungry lions and the excruciating pain of chopping blocks rather than submit to certain unjust policies of the Roman Empire. In our own nation, said Martin Luther King Jr., the Boston Tea Party represented a massive act of civil disobedience. Yep, but who was right before God? The Sons of Liberty were. Our forefathers were. Why? Because the tyrants across the pond would not be ruled by God. Now, one thing I got to tell you is that I immediately learned about ministry. This is my testimony. I cannot give you which I do not have. So I'm sharing with you my testimonies. One of the first things that I learned about ministry was that you don't always end up going where you always wanted to go. Or do you end up where you always intended to end up? Read Romans 8:15 when you get a moment. Matter of fact, Scripture tells us that we are led of the Spirit, not of the flesh. And how many in the pulpits today that are led of the flesh, friends? They're there by the devil, not by the Spirit of God. They want to be there. Those that don't want to be there are called of God. Keep that in mind, as I'm highlighting even now. We're to be led of the Spirit, not of the flesh, and that we are to live by the will of the Spirit, not the will of the flesh. John 1:13. And that's not always an easy lesson to learn, but it's one that we must learn, and it's one that we learn on a daily basis if we're willing to take up our cross and follow the Christ. Do you remember Jesus said to Peter in John 21, after asking him if he loved him on three different occasions, do you love me, Peter? Of course I do, Lord. You know that I do. Feed my sheep. Do you love me, Peter? Yes, I do. You know that I do, Lord. Feed my lambs. Remember Jesus asked him a third time. Peter was getting frustrated. Do you love me, Peter? Yes, you know that I love you. Good, feed my sheep. In John 21, verse 18, he didn't say feed himself. He didn't say live unto himself. He said, no, go feed my sheep. Go to the lost of Israel. Okay? That's what he said. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, when you were young, you girded yourself and walked whithersoever you wanted to go. But when you are old, another shall stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whithersoever thou wouldest not. King James Version, Cambridge. So in other words, the Holy Ghost drives you to that which you don't want to do. But keep in mind, it's not about your will. It's now about the Spirit of God's will through you. I also took particular notice of Scripture when it came to the cross to which the Lord called all Christians, not some Christians, all Christians. Luke 16:24 through 26. Do you remember what the Lord said of the Apostle Paul? Listen carefully, this is important. Do you remember the first thing that the Lord said of the Apostle Paul? He said in 1 He said in John, or I'm sorry, in Acts 9:16. He said, "For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my namesake." What comes to my aid right now is D.L. Moody. And D.L. Moody is the guy, the famous Chicago preacher, that said, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. No, no. And I can hear people in opposition even now that talk much of the love of God, but they know nothing of it. And the reason I'm bringing that up right now concerning this answer back is because it's as simple as this in John 15:13. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brother. You know, it's like a politician. He loves his country so much that he's willing to have one of your sons go fight on his behalf and sacrifice himself for his country. But he's not willing to do it himself. Matter of fact, during the Vietnam War, do you remember right, friends? The war ended when the congressmen and their children's numbers began to come up in that lottery to send them over to Vietnam. Nope, we're not sending our kids. Now, it doesn't apply to them, friends. Yes, it does. I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake, is the first thing he said of Paul. And in great measure did Paul suffer on the behalf of Christ. But Christians must also be partakers of these sufferings as well as the afflictions. Okay? 1 Peter 4:13, John 20, verse 21. Not in that order. Later we are told of the sufferings of Paul. This is the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. You need to listen carefully, friends. We are told of the sufferings of Paul following that prophecy in 2 Corinthians 11:23 through 28. He was talking about false ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, are they ministers of Christ? He said, I speak as a fool. I more so. Listen to what Paul wrote. He said, I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes except one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I suffered shipwreck. This is the warfare in this man's life. To give you what the Spirit conveys. As he is an ambassador on the behalf of Christ. Look at the suffering, friends. He said, a night and a day I've been in the deep. And journeys often in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own country, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. Boy, oh boy, America, listen carefully. In perils among false brethren, America is loaded with them. These are the ones that scrutinize real Christians. These are the ones that persecute from city to city real Christians. Because they have no idea. They're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. He said, in weariness and painfulness and washings often, in hunger and thirst and fastings often, in cold and nakedness, and besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Jake Patterson is pleading guilty to kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and murdering her parents. In a court today in Barron County, Wisconsin, the 21-year-old entered his plea after being charged with two counts of intentional homicide and one count of kidnapping and armed burglary. Patterson is looking at life in prison in Wisconsin, as Wisconsin does not have the death penalty. President Trump has a message for Russia. Get out of Venezuela. Russia has sent military planes, troops, and equipment to Venezuela to help him battle President Nicolas Maduro. President Trump says there's a lot of starving people in the South American nation.
We are with Venezuela. We are with your husband, as you know. What's happening there should not happen and be allowed to happen anywhere. So we're with you 100%.
The president and vice president were meeting with opposition leader Juan Guaido's wife today at the White House. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just get you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I see that we have our top chat filled up with people, and I appreciate that. You guys are going back and forth over there. Good for you. The fact of the matter is, the phone lines are open if you'd like to call in at any time and show your manhood. We greatly appreciate it. Bring something to the table. Add to the conversation. But please stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933, talking about the meetings that happened in the fire. You know, I just want to set things straight here. And folks, I'm just going to the Holy Ghost here, and it's important that I do so always. But when you go to Matthew 10:18, it says, "And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them." When you look at the prophets from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, who are they confronting, friends? The powers that be. Right? And I'm talking about the meetings that happened in the fire. How many times was it the powers that be that threw the children of God into the fire? Ran them through with a spear. Beheaded them. Throw them in a cauldron of boiling water. Or crucify them upward. Crucify them downward. Who's responsible for all of that, friends? The state. The hierarchies. Why? Because it exposes them for who they are. They don't want God in the equation. They don't want to rule according to God's law. Deuteronomy 17. They want to rule according to their own, well, their father, the devil, accordingly, right? John 8:44, there's no truth in them, right? John 10:10, what do? They come to steal, kill, and destroy. This is exactly what they do. And they don't want Christians exposing them for who they are. When I'm talking about Paul here in 2 Corinthians 11:23-28, listen to what he says when he's beaten with rods. Who is he beaten with rods by? The hierarchies. He was stoned. He was shipwrecked. He was in the deep for a night and a day. Journeys often. Listen to his perils, friends. In perils in waters, in perils of robbers, in perils in mine own countrymen. My own countrymen. Jesus was crucified by his own people, friends. He was crucified by those that claimed to be the children of God. Nothing new here. In perils among false brethren. See it all day long. They try to, the Bible says, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. They try to discern without the Spirit of God what the Word says. And they try to figure out why they're so confused. Because I want to tell you why you're confused. Because you're still dead in your sins. 1 John 3:4, Exodus 20. The Holy Ghost is given to those that obey, not to those that disobey. The Holy Ghost. Look at the people that are responsible for taking out the church. The kings of the earth, they gather themselves against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us cut their bands asunder. Who was that, friends? The kings of the earth. Nothing's changed. It's the same thing we're dealing with here in America today. And you have 325.7 million people in this country that just, they allow 1.7% of the population to destroy at will through the lies of the CIA-controlled media. And then they wonder why they're losing their country. And again, as I said yesterday, what do you have? You have the professed, and I said professed church in America today, talking gloom and doom and talking about a rapture that is not scriptural. And what do they want? They want to be raptured from responsibility is what they want. And that's all the people have to do in this country is merely look at the Lord's word to understand why we're in trouble today. Now, he's looking for those that truly love him with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, that are willing to obey. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But Jesus said on a positive, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. John 14:21. There's no excuse why we're here today. None. No excuse why 60 million babies have been murdered. Who's doing this? Who's sanctioning it, friends? The government is. Is this godly government? Is this according to common law? According to the Mosaic Institution? Did they forget thou shalt not kill? No! They didn't forget it. They're at war with God and they want to turn as many people, the enemy of their souls, through them, their little minions, their little useful idiots that are going to end up in hell with their father, where they belong. But they want as many people to go to hell with them. The wide way, the broad way. They hate the straight and the narrow, and the difficult is the way. The fact of the matter is, the straight and the narrow, and the difficult is the way, is where you learn the ways of the Lord. In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me, that I might learn thy statutes. Hello. The Lord chastises those that he loves. Hello. Not that he hates. Why? That we might be partakers of his holiness. Period. Hebrews 12. Now going on here, friends, talking about the meetings that happened in the fire. The first thing he showed Paul is how great things he must suffer for his name's sake. I just highlighted them. And through the process, for me and you and other Christians, we decrease, he increases. Matter of fact, it tells us in the book of Philippians that for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Read John 3:32 as well when you get a moment. Christ bearing the cross, or Christians bearing the cross of Christ, Galatians 2:20. For the purpose of what? That believers and unbelievers alike might know of and learn of the power of God unto salvation, Romans 1:16. And in the end that the world might know their faith and the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God, not in your favorite priest or your pastor or your teacher. Says nothing about that. But that you might find your faith in him America. 1 Corinthians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 4:20. The kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. Amen. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, what is of interest here is that there are very few that understand this in this country today. No question about it. Matthew 7:14. In Galatians 6:14, here's Paul again. The guy that's going through hell literally to get you the message, the blood-bought message of Jesus Christ. But God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. How many can say that? Be it far from me, friends. Be it far from me, Lord, to be guilty of what you condemn, to what you reprove, in Jesus' name. You know, I remember one time, as a matter of fact, when a person on my ministry team, bringing it home, said to someone of myself, well, the media was attacking them. My ministry friends literally, for 14 years, was under attack on a daily basis. We had five teams in the Midwest. We were under attack by the CIA-controlled media relentlessly. Constantly. Every day of my life, how's it going out there? Oh, we just got kicked out because we're preaching out against abortion. Just got kicked out because we're telling people that it's a felony to be a sodomite in this country, which it is in every state. And it always will be in every country, as a matter of fact. Well, I had one girl that was on the team that had said to me, you know, Bradley loves, he loves the attention of the media. And it's like, okay, oh, wow, that was really way out there for her to say that. You know, it's easy for people to stand back and watch the one following closely to Christ bear the cross. But if you're not that person, you know what you need to do before you judge that person? You need to zip your lips up. Because what you're asking for is you're asking for that judgment to fall back upon your head. And how many times in ministry that we have been out and about where people come back and say, you know, we went online and we had some concerns. Well, wait a second. I thought 94% of you didn't believe the media. So you say you don't believe them, but when they write about me, then you question me, you scrutinize me, whether it be true or not. Are you kidding me? I mean, you can't make this up. I mean, it reminds me of King David on the battlefield when he's willing to go out and deal with the giant Goliath while the rest of the armies of Israel, as well as the scared King Saul, stood back and watched Goliath defy the armies of the living God. You remember that, friends, in 1 Samuel 17? Do you remember what David's brother said of him? When Eli, David's oldest brother, heard him speaking with the men, he burned with anger at David and asked, "Why have you come down here, David? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down only to watch the battle." And David said, "What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" The Spirit of God picks up David, keeps him out in the sheep cot, where he takes out a bear and a lion because God's training him up for Goliath. These guys are all standing there watching the Philistines, along with Goliath, defy the armies of the living God. Here comes but a youth, an anointed man of God, a man after God's own heart, comes up to the rest of them and says, "What are you guys doing? Why are you allowing this? God is bigger than this. The Bible says you're not to limit the Holy One of Israel. And you want to accuse me of obeying the Spirit of God? Then so be it. Let me have Goliath." This is a man of God that understood the anointing when he said, "I'll break forth upon mine enemies as a dam breaketh forth." He understood the power of God into salvation when he said, "Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream." That's what Scripture tells us. He understood what it meant. By my God, I'll leap over a wall. By my God, I'll go through a troop. Those that rose up against him are no longer to rise up against him. Why? He obeyed God, and by the power of God, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord, he subdued his enemies, and they were no longer able to rise again. There's a man of God that understands the anointing of the living God, and God gave him the victory. And what, 5,000 years later, friends, we're talking about who? King David? Whoa! A book of remembrance will be written unto those that fear the Lord. A filial fear is a son to a father. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE .com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Liberty, the action is on Top Chat. You can watch us live right now on Sons of Liberty Media live events. We're talking about the meeting that happened in the fire. What motivates you, Bradley Dean? What motivates me is Jesus Christ died on the cross. What motivates me is what he did on Calvary. For me, my guilt, my sin. He was innocent. And God the Father sent him to redeem me. He's delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us all into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. I've shared with those that listen to me on a daily basis that I like to go to Arlington Cemetery every year. How do we tell them who did so much for us? We lost. We lost everything you sacrificed for. That's love, man. That's love, ladies. This boy ain't going to roll over in the face of what's going on and say, okay, it's no big deal. No, it's a big deal. And, you know, furthermore, I think about the fathers and I think about the mothers that, going back to World War II, that have, you know, got letters from fighting off a tyrant across the pond named Adolf Hitler during World War II that their sons and their daughters gave the greatest sacrifice one could give on the behalf of what we have today. Is there any excuse? No, there isn't. No. 2 Corinthians 5:15 says that we live unto him who died for us in the spiritual, in the natural, because they're his laws, God the Father's. Exodus 18:21, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, the list goes on. The meetings that happened in the fire. Just talking about King David doing what the others were unwilling to do because he obeyed God. He went against the grain, didn't he? Yep, he was doing the right thing. You know, I got to say this too. It's a good thing that Moses didn't take a poll asking for consensus or the approbation of men during a board meeting to bring the children of Israel to the promised land, because if he did, he would have never did it. That's true. Christians, the Spirit of God tells us that during these times that Christians are not to think it strange concerning the trials that await us. In 1 Peter 4:12 through 14, it says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy." Then he goes on and says, "If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you, and on their part is evil spoken of, but on your part is glorified." It's a spiritual lesson, friends. In speaking of fiery trials, who better to look to when it comes to those than Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? And the fourth man that showed up, where, friends, in Daniel 3? Where did the fourth man show up, friends? Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent together the princes, the governors. Notice who he's sending, folks. Notice is to come together. The princes, the governors, and the captains. The judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image with Nebuchadnezzar, the king, and what he had set up. Then the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, and the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together. By the way, we don't have rulers in this country. We don't have leaders in this country. We are the government. We have representatives that uphold God's law. He's the leader. That's why our forefathers made an appeal to heaven. And that's why the flags were no king but King Jesus, period. This is what was sent to them, okay? Then an herald cried aloud to, "It is commanded, O people." Then it went to the people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. Folks, it's exactly what's happening today. Folks, do you realize that you're being corralled by these same type of people on a daily basis in this country? They're throwing off the old system that worked, bringing you into a system of absolute control and tyranny. Arbitrary, despotic, whatever you want to call it. Totalitarian, authoritarian, whatever name it may be, it's in the hands of the devil. It's not liberty, it's bondage. And then the Bible says in Daniel 3, "And whoso falleth not down," who does not obey the leadership or the king and worship what they tell you to worship, "shall the same hour be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Okay? And what happens? "Therefore, at that time when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut," so on and so forth, all the people did what? They obeyed the king. They bowed down to the images that the king made. They bowed down to the images that the king made. Ain't gonna happen here. And yes, ain't is in my dictionary. They are rebelling against heaven, and I am gonna obey the king by the grace that's bestowed upon me. Well, then they had a problem. They had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who did not serve the gods of King Nebuchadnezzar or of his subordinates. Okay? Well, then the Bible tells us, "Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace up 1 7 times more than it won't be not to be heated." And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them in a burning, fiery furnace. Now, then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. What happens when you don't bow? Listen carefully. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flames of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Did it touch them? Nope, it didn't. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto thee, king, true, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they put no hurt, and the form of the fourth man is like that of the Son of God. Where does the Lord show up? In the trials, in the tribulations. He shows up in the fire. What do people want to avoid at all costs? The trials and the tribulations. They want to avoid all at all costs to obey the Lord God of Israel, where he designed to show up, in the fire. What happened after the corrupt king noticed the fourth man in the fire? Then Nebuchadnezzar came to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire, and the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of the fire had passed upon them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's salvation. By the way, that's the power of God unto salvation. That's what I'm looking for. Therefore, I make a decree. Listen to the king. The corrupt king now has been converted in the face of all of those that worship the false gods. But because of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he changed his decree to this, that every people, nation, and language speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Do you think that they were looking for promotion, friends? Do you think they were looking for the approbation of men? Absolutely not. But God saw fit, because he seen their faithfulness unto him, that it changed a corrupt king. It changed a corrupt government. And it changed a corrupt people to realize that there is none but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, do you see how the Lord arranges meetings and why he does it? It's all for his glory. 1 Corinthians 1:29 through 30. And this is to be found only in those who are faithful even unto death. Revelations 12:11, and I'm talking, friends, about the meetings that happen in the fire, because that's where he always shows up. It's his promise, not mine. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.